Hello, hello. You are here with Zach Stein and me, Isolde, and we're doing the little bonus episode. So if you're a member of the Ocean Coffee Club, you know that this is something that's really cool. Zach, thank you so much for joining me for this wee little bonus episode. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. So these are silly little questions, but they're fun. What's your favorite song?
Oh, man. I have a 3-month-old, and like I'm kind of into Rafi. He really likes it. We're like, no. But like, he just responds to it the most. We don't know why. So it's basically in my head all the time.
I see. Awesome. Favorite musical group?
I really like this pianist named, I'm going to butcher his name, Ludovico Einaudi. He's Italian. Not really a musical group necessarily, but I listen to them while I work. It's very relaxing. I am like really into podcasts and audiobooks. I was really into like metal and Metallica in high school. And then kind of after that, like I stopped being as like following music as closely and much more kind of enjoyed listening to people like you.
Oh, wow. Well, I'll take that as a major compliment. Thank you.
Your musical voice.
Yes, I am a singer, so I could sing to you. I could sing this next one. Your favorite artist.
Like a painter?
Yep, I guess. Or whatever you think of as an artist. Your favorite.
That is a really hard question. I'm sure I have a good answer.
We can come
somewhere.
Back to it.
Can I say my favorite book recently? Is that another
sure.
question that's coming?
That is another question.
Okay, I'm going to skip it. I really love David Graeber.
Okay.
He unfortunately died, which is such a loss to the world.
Oh.
But his recent book, The Dawn of Everything, which re-looks at, in particular, hunter-gatherers, which we imagine as a monolith, and saying that they were all the same all around the world, and then civilization magically bloomed. But like, the world is always far more complicated than that.
Sure.
And it's just been such an amazing refresher of what is human nature. And looking back at this, it is one of the best books I've ever read. I think everyone should read it. The Dawn of Everything, David Graeber.
I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Yeah. And it is interesting to me, especially since the climate, here we go back to climate. The climate would have necessitated different types of behaviors depending on where the people were living at the time. So we having one blanket thing would never work. Yeah, absolutely. And so the next question is the book you recommend to people. So now we got that.
Can I give another one?
Sure.
Okay. Another book. So this is now I'm going to bring it to climate. One climate action that we didn't talk about in the pod that I think is really impactful is saving money. When you as an individual, when you don't spend money, because our world is still largely run by fossil fuels, you are actually not participating in an economy that is run by fossil fuels.
That's beautiful.
And so there's a book called Your Money or Your Life by Vicki Robinson.
I love that book. I might even have it right up there. It's Your Money or Your Life. Yeah. I have it. I think it's right literally up there on my bookshelf. I love that book. It's a great book.
It's such a great book. It just draws the line of we exchange our time for money, and then we exchange our money for goods and services. So it's A equals B and B equals C. And we don't think about A equals C. We exchange our time for goods and services. And it just really helps you do that and then live in a life that is far more intentional. And it also pushes us to ask ourselves, what is enough? And I think that is such an important question, especially in the age of climate change and the levels of consumption we have now.
Yeah.
What is enough?
Yeah. It's a great question to ask every day. And one of my mantras in my meditation every morning is I am enough, I have enough, I do enough. And that
you
is
are.
that's so to me it's important because it's a good reminder. Your favorite place in the world, your favorite place.
So I've been, as I said, I have a 3-month-old, and I've just really been loving working at home with them. We are 100% remote. It's a little bit of a boring answer, but just being able every hour to like take a bathroom break or a coffee break and go like see him and kiss him on the head. And it's just, I feel so lucky.
That's
so right
fabulous.
Now, my house is my favorite place.
I love it. Okay, stepping back a little, favorite city?
I live right near Berkeley.
Ooh.
Berkeley is ridiculous, but I do really love it. I love the East Bay in the Bay Area. It has such character.
It does.
Portland is a really cool city. I love it as well, and spending time. I love places where, like the East Bay and like Portland or the Pacific Northwest, where you can both have a lot of interesting, kind of rich, more dense urban life that you then can get very quickly into complete nature. It's that combination that I really love. There's an openness to it that I love.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I live in Brooklyn, New York, but I'm also less than a half an hour from the ocean. People don't think about it that way, but I am literally less than a half an hour from the ocean, and I love that. Cats or dogs?
Cats, but I'm becoming more of a dog person.
It's a trick question because I always answer when somebody asks me that, I go both. That's my answer to that question. I have cats right now. I don't have a dog, but you know.
They're both pretty great.
Yeah, they're fabulous. Backpack, wallet, rucksack, or purse?
Wallet.
Okay.
I got one of those skinny ones that you like pull a tab and all the cards come out. I keep it in my front pocket now. Yeah.
My husband has one of those. He loves it. I carry my life on my back, so I'm a backpack person. Your favorite cookie?
You know, this is probably I imagine the majority of answers, but like chocolate chip is awesome.
It's the majority of the answers because it's true. So most people say chocolate chip. Every once in a while, I'll get a Rocky Road or a white black and white cookie or whatever. I'm like, no, chocolate chip. My friend Susan's oatmeal chocolate chip is about the best thing ever. So,
Yes.
And vegan.
Maybe throw some peanuts in there. Yeah. You can make vegan cookies that are amazing.
I've made some vegan strawberry shortbread cookies and I don't bake, but they came out so good. My husband was like, I ate them all. Sorry. Can you make more? I'm like, you didn't leave me one? Come on. It was bad.
I've totally done that. My wife gets so bad.
It happens. All right. And the last two sort of questions are related to one another. Your favorite book as a child and your favorite book as an adult.
In high school, I'd be interested to revisit it. I really liked this book called The Power of One. It was about this boy growing up in South Africa during World War II. You know, our context has very changed. I don't know how well it's aged, but I found it kind of just to be a very inspiring coming of age story as when I was coming of age myself. As an adult, I am a voracious reader. I discovered audio. I now read, I'll say a book I'm reading a second time right now. It's called Fight Night by Miriam Taves, I believe is how you pronounce her name.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely wonderful. Just this, a fiction book about a young girl and her grandmother. And it's so just like lyrical and fascinating. And
I love it.
It's literature that doesn't feel like it. There's so much depth. But you can just read it and enjoy it right through, and you'll laugh out loud many times. It's a brilliant book. I cannot recommend it more.
Oh, that is awesome. Thank you so much for all of those answers. This is great. Zach, I can't wait to have you back on the show. When can you come back? This is terrific. Thank you again for being on the show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Isolda. This was awesome.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolda Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind.